Chinese government's passed a draft regulation to provide rule of law safeguards for developing market entities and boost fair competition. The draft is detailed unified measures on the registration of companies, individually owned businesses, and farmer cooperatives. More than 60 million new market entities were added during the country's 13th five-year plan, helping to create numerous jobs. A state council meeting chaired by Premier Li Keqiang says China will continue to deepen its reforms, seeking to streamline administration, delegate power, and upgrade services. U.S. Special Presidential Envoy John Kerry is visiting China, and he'll hold talks with his Chinese counterpart Xie Zhenhua in Shanghai. A statement from the Chinese Foreign Ministry says the two sides are expected to exchange views on climate change cooperation, as well as the 2021 UN Climate Change Conference, which will be held in Glasgow this November. John Kerry's visit in China will last until Saturday. The world's largest radio telescope is being planned for Australia. The Square Kilometre Array project will be built in the state of Western Australia. The project will include a supercomputing centre to be based in Perth to process what's expected to be an unprecedented amount of data that will be generated by the radio telescope. The SKA is a collaboration between 16 countries. The International Atomic Energy Agency chief is urging transparency as Japan's decision on nuclear wastewater sparks international backlash. Director General Rafael Mariano Grossi says when the wastewater is released, it should cause no harm to the environment. Grossi says Japan's neighboring countries and also local people in Japan, such as fishermen, are all very concerned. He says the IAEA will cooperate with Japan with professional work organized before, during, and after the controlled release of treated water into the ocean. U.S. President Joe Biden announced the withdrawal of all American troops from Afghanistan by September the 11th. Biden says the United States will continue to support the Afghan government and provide assistance to the Afghan military after the withdrawal. He also voiced U.S. support for the peace talks between the Afghan government and the Taliban, facilitated by the United Nations. The European Commission has announced that it'll borrow 800 billion euros to fund the EU's massive plan to bail out its COVID-stricken economy. The financing for the EU economic plan is to be borrowed from the capital market over a period of 5 years until 2026. A diversified funding strategy was created to ensure that EU member states receive loans under the relief package. The Commission is to start borrowing for the scheme as soon as all 27 EU national parliaments ratify a law raising guarantees from the EU governments to the EU budget. Denmark has become the first country to completely stop using AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine due to reports of very rare cases of blood clots. Danish Health Authority Chief Søren Brostrøm says the decision follows an intensive investigation into the possible link between the shot and the clots. Denmark has also paused the use of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine pending investigation into a possibly similar issue.